Sagt der Elgemisch der Weite, man sagt es Bekurim, Perik Beis, Mishne Dalet, Viesh, there are halachas, Bekurim, that are unique to Bekurim. Masha Enkein, Betrumme and Meiser, you don't have Betrumme and Meiser. For example, Shabikurim Niknin Bemechobel Karka. We're going to soon learn how a person is Mafresh Bekurim, but he goes out to his orchard, to his tree, and he declares a Bekurim even as it's still connected. No such thing by Truma or Meiser. Nothing gets the Kedusha of Truma or Meiser while it's still connected to the ground. Weiter sagt der Mishnah, V'oisa Adam kol sedeu Bekurim. If a person wanted, he can say his entire field is Bekurim. In other words, you're not leaving any payers that are not Bekurim? Correct. That's learned from the Pasuk, says about Tanura Vereshis kol Bekurei Koil. And by Truma and Meiser, you can't do that. We had different shitas about this earlier on, but basically, you have to leave something. The truma is misak and the rest of the food. Rest of the grain, rest of the payrois. But there has to be a rest. There has to be shirel nikorim. Once you separate bikurim and they get lost, you have to replace them. We learned that earlier. At least until you get to the harabayas. Some say to liazara. To unim carbon, the milam have to bring a carbon shalamim together with the bikurim. No such carbon with trumasi maestris. The pasuk says v'samachta b'chalatayv. That's by bikurim, and that also says explains about tenura v'zavachta shalamim v'yachalta, and you will eat them sham b'samachta. So it's the bringing of the shalamim and the eating of the basa that causes simcha. So we learn from there that when it says simcha by bikurim, it also means together with the shalamim. It has to be mamish together. While you bring the Bekurim, you have to also bring a shalom. No, it doesn't have to mamish be together, but before you leave your shalayim, you're supposed to bring karma shalom. Vaitra Zakta Mishnah, you also have by Bekurim things you don't have. By Trumasi Maisvis, Vishir Utnufa Valina. Shir is the shir of the Leviim. When you bring them, the Leviim sing. Tnufa is a special waving. The one who brings the Bekurim and the Kayan, together they wave the Bekurim. Velina means that the Bailam have to spend the night in Yerushalayim after you bring the Bekurim. You can't just bring the Bekurim and turn around and run out. The next morning, if he wants, he can leave Yerushalayim and return to his house. But that night, you have to be in Yerushalayim. You have to show it's hard for you to get away from the Beis HaMikdash. That's learned from the Pasuk, says about Tanura, Ufanisa v'abayker v'halachta layalecha. You're only allowed to leave Yerushalayim the next morning. Truth is, if he brings the Karmish Shlamim, the Taisus Yom Tov explains, you'd have to spend the night because of the Karmish Shlamim. But the Chiddush of the Mishnah is, even if for whatever reason he did not bring a Karmish Shlamim. So again, what does Bikurim have? You walk out to your field and you see that your Shivas Aminim started to ripe, you wrap a special gemi around it, you declare it Bikurim. No such thing by Truma and Meiser. There's never a Truma or Meiser Sheni by Peiros that are still connected to the ground. Even if you declared payers that are connected, truma imaisa, it wouldn't be chal. By bikurim, you can say all of your fruit are bikurim. Can't do that by truma. Can't do that by maaser sheni. Once you separate truma or maaser sheni, if it gets lost, it's not your responsibility. By bikurim, it is, at least until it gets to the harabayas. Truma and maaser sheni don't require a carbon. There's no singing of the levuim. There's no tanifa, and there's no chiyuv to have to spend the night in Yerushalayim.